ఓం శాంతి. 28th February 2019 వెనస్డే. ద బ్లెస్సింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ సకార్ మురళి. వెన్ యూ డై అలైఫ్ అండ్ మేక్ ద సంస్కార్స్ ఆఫ్ స్పెషాలిటీస్ యువర్ న్యాచురల్ నేచర్ అండ్ ఫినిష్ ఆర్డినరీనెస్. వాట్ ఎవర్ నేచర్ వన్ హ్యాస్ ఇట్ వర్క్స్ automatically. You don't have to think anything, make anything or do anything, but it happens automatically. Similarly, the nature of those who are Brahmins, by having died alive and taken a new birth, is that of having the specialities of special souls. Let their sanskar of specialities become, let this sanskar of specialities become your natural nature, and it will emerge from each one's heart. This is my nature. Ordinariness is the nature of the past, not of the present time, because you have now taken a new birth. The nature of this new birth is of specialities, not ordinariness. So Baba is saying, whatever nature one has, it works automatically. Nature means adat, habits. Nature means sanskars. Nature means swabhav. Nature means that which is in the subconscious mind. So whatever nature one has, it works automatically. You don't have to think anything, make anything or do anything, but it happens automatically. When any particular action is repeated for a number of times, a time comes when it works on its own. You don't have to do anything about it. It becomes your very habit. It becomes your sanskar. And all these things, nature, habits, sanskars, they operate at the subconscious level. So anything that has gone into the subconscious, we don't have to make any effort for it. It happens on its own accord. But the task is of letting it reach the subconscious mind, and the method is repetition. Keep on repeating it. Keep on repeating it. There's a beautiful joke on this. A student says, look at those who smoke. They smoke for 5 years and they get addicted. We are studying since childhood and still we are not addicted to study. We are studying from such a long time, but still study has not become habit. So habits are deep. There's another form which is known as hobby. Hobby, when pursued for a long time, turns into a habit. Just as we have formed certain bad habits, the habits of body consciousness, the habits of negative thinking, the habits of self-victimization, the habits of inferiority complex, the habits of sorrow absorption, the habits of pain absorption, the habit of guilt consciousness, the habit of blame game, the habit of pessimistic personality, this habit of pessimism. We have formed this habit, and if we analyze, how have we formed? By repetition. We have repeated them multiple times. And because of this repetition, those things have gone into the subconscious mind and now they operate on their own. Every alcoholic knows that he should not drink. And every morning he makes a resolution that today I will not drink. But by the time evening comes, automatically his feet take him towards Madhushala bar and he drinks. And many times he even decides very firmly, resolutely, that I have to give up. But it doesn't work because he is making resolution at the platform of conscious mind. And that's why it doesn't reach the subconscious. For example, a man is there and he resolves, no, I will not drink. And every day he has to pass in front of that beer bar. And one day he decides, whilst passing in front of that bar, that today I will not drink. And he passes in front of that bar and he gets successful in passing in front of that bar without entering the bar, as his usual habit. But once he passes and reaches the other side, then he gets so happy and he talks with his mind. He says, oh mind, you have become successful today. And because of your success, for your success, I throw a party. Let us go to drink. This is the reward that I give you today. Because what you have done, what you have achieved is impossible. And because of this feat of yours, I cannot let you go without any reward. Let me reward you today. And then he goes again. This is how it works. So, but it is difficult really to form good habits. But once formed, then they will also behave automatically. Just as those bads, those vicious, those negative, those pernicious, dangerous habits work, in the similar manner, these healthy, nourishing habits based on Srimat, habit of Srimat, habit of getting up early in the morning, when there is a pin drop silence, habit of getting as early as possible. For that, the focus is not on getting up early, the focus is on sleeping early. If you want to have a very powerful Amrit Vela, the aim is not to get up early in the morning, the aim is to sleep early. Because when you sleep early, automatically you will get up early. Much before the time all the Brahmins get up. Where, then you will have that pin drop silence. So Baba is saying, whatever nature one has, it works automatically. You don't have to think anything. You don't have to make anything out of it or do anything, but it happens automatically. So habits are auto-generated. Similarly, the nature of those who are Brahmins by having died alive and taken new birth is that of having the speciality of special soul. Let this sanskar of specialities become your nature, natural nature, and it will emerge from each one's heart that this is my nature. So Baba is focusing on two natures. One, ordinariness, commonplaceness, routineness, usualness. Second, speciality. This is the nature of your past birth. Past birth means not that past birth, when you are not Brahmin. Ordinariness, to do everything in an ordinary manner. And this is the nature of Brahmin's speciality. To be special everywhere. Speciality, special thoughts, special words, special actions, special relationships, special vritti, special drishti, special dreams, special awareness, special imagination, special memories, special connections, special behavior, everything special. Ordinariness is the nature of the past, not of the present time, because you have not now taken a new birth. This awareness that this is new birth, this is not the old birth. I am reborn. The nature of the new birth is of speciality, is not ordinariness. And every day is a new birth. Brahmin life is a new birth is one thing. As Mahatma Gandhi has said, when I sleep at night every day, I die. And when I get up in the morning, I am reborn. So I died at night. That's a past birth. Yesterday is my past birth. Today is a new birth. I am reborn today. Everything is new. Life is so new. It is a new morning. New enthusiasm, new courage, new zeal and zest, new challenges, new courage to face those new challenges, everything new, new search, new understanding, new vision. So this is a new life, this is a new day. This newness creates enthusiasm, just as today. It's absolutely new day. You don't know what is going to happen throughout the day. What challenges, what karmic accounts are going to come today, we are unaware of it. So, to create new habits of specialities, and ordinariness is the nature of the past. So now the question is, what new habits we should create? What are the new habits that we need to create? Tell something unusual, not the usual stuff of soul consciousness and remembering Baba. Something else. What new habits one need to create? And for creation of habit, what is needed? This is another important question. If you want to create any habit, what is needed? First, you need importance of that thing. For example, Amrit Vela, we will take. I need to know the importance of Amrit Vela. What is the importance of Amrit Vela? Because I am not getting up regularly, or I am getting up inconsistently, or I am having Amrit Vela, which is not very powerful, irregular, sleepy sometimes. When such a thing is there, definitely I need to know more about it. So the first thing which is needed for any habit is knowledge about that thing. And then benefits about that thing. And then dangers, disadvantages of not doing it. An alcoholic wants to give up alcohol. So he must know what are the dangers, what are the disadvantages, what are the harmful effects, pernicious effects. How malignant this habit is. All these things are to be taken into consideration. And then second, make a plan that yes, I am going to do this. There should be time plan and time limit also. Okay, this many days I am going to do this, and let me check after that what happens. And then implementation of that plan. And then repeating it. And then there would be failures, and then there would be falls, but not stopping. But continuing it. So keep on repeating multiple times. When such a thing would be there, automatically, without your knowledge, that action, that habit would go into the subconscious mind, and it will become our very second nature. So this is how. So what are the healthy habits of this knowledge which we need to create, which we don't do? We do, but they have yet not become habit. Yeah? Churning is one of the best thing to be done every day. For example, in today's Sakar Murli Baba said, 3/4 part of this drama you are happy and 1/4 part you are unhappy. This is a point of churning. Why? What 3/4? What 1/4? How this drama is divided? churn this. So take any point from anywhere and churn. So churning is a habit. When you form the habit of churning, you start churning everything. First start churning knowledge and then gradually start churning life conditions, life situations, and how to apply that knowledge to practical situations of life. Churning on that. So first habit is churning. Then to remain silent. And one of the best ways to remain silent is, the best way to remain silent is not about speaking. It's about listening. Don't make the effort that I will not speak today or I will speak less. Whenever you make such a decision, you always fall down. The decision should be that today I will listen more. Then automatically you become silent. Make an effort that in conversation, I will be listening more. So, the habit of silence, then? Contemplation is almost same as reflection, contemplation, churning, meditation, writing, that is known as journaling. Start journaling things. When you are in the most disturbed state of the mind, write down that disturbed state. Because this is a very precious time. The state is not going to come again. Soon you are going to become happy as per your habit. But somehow you have become unhappy today. So write down the points which are arising in the mind. And then review those points after some time. And then you will be amazed to see that I thought like that. And the mind is at the lowest stage, lowest mood. Even write down that. So journaling is an important habit. Or what in foreign countries it is known as gratitude journal. At the end of the day, thank to my mother, thank to father, thank to friend, thank to boss, thank to everyone who came across. So that is known as gratitude journal. So habit of writing, habit of composing poetries. There are many people who compose poetry on Murli every day. They take anything and they compose poetries. A habit of composing dialogues. Write a dialogue. What Maya is saying to man. Conversation of. Write conversation of two souls in Paramdham. What each soul is talking to each other. At present, in the supreme abode, two souls are sitting and talking with each other. So imagine what they must be talking. Drawing, yeah, drawing is such a beautiful habit. Yeah, drawing is a beautiful habit. That methods. So, different ways of churning Murli. These are all the different ways. So, that is one habit. Then, what else? Observing specialities, virtues, goodnesses in others. This is a very beautiful habit. Once a small child, 8-year-old, asked his teacher, Master, when should we start forming habit? The teacher asks, what is your age? He says, 8-year-old. So teacher says, you already lost 8 years. You should have started making habit, forming habit at a very earlier age. See, these are the different methods of churning. Total 108 we had devised here in this class. There are different methods, like take the question from Sakar Murli, don't see the answer, churn it. What could be the answer? So that is known as answer churning method, brainstorming method, debate method, dialogue method, essay, write essay on something, and then write song, and then soman, convert, write drills. Take blessing and convert it into drill and practice it. So create new commentaries every day. For your evening yoga, you should have some commentary prepared throughout the day. At night, prepare some commentary which you are going to use in the morning. So making commentaries. So these are the different way. Play, drawing, picture, cartoons. You know, drawing cartoons. So these are the different habits. What else? This is one group. Attitude of gratitude. So journaling, gratitude journal, or thankfulness for everyone. Then, talking with Baba. Sharing with Baba. Telling him everything, in between talking with him, in between saying thank you to him. This is one habit. Then what else? Talking with oneself. Then going out in the proximity of nature and spending some time in solitude. That's a habit, a beautiful habit. What else?
Walking.
Waking and walking, both things. These are beautiful habits. What else? Seeing, being soul conscious. To have soul conscious vision is also a habit. For example, you are giving sakash. You are caught in traffic. And there is a traffic jam. What to do? We have few options. First, to blame the government. To blame the police who is not handling things properly. To blame the people who are around and their long drawn out horns. And the other habit is sending out vibrations. I am a peaceful soul. I am spreading vibrations of peace. Because how peaceless people are in the world. Can you imagine how peaceless they are? Not an iota of peace in their lives. They are brimming with peacelessness, restlessness, their angst-ridden minds. Not a drop of solace in their lives. Such restlessness, such madness of desires, such worldliness. So is it not our duty who have known what is our own nature? Original nature is peace. So let me emit peace and purity around. So giving sakash is a beautiful habit. When? During unusual times. Not only during morning Amrit Vela or evening yoga, but during different times of the day. Then reading Murli and discussing it is a habit. Discussing Murli every day. Asking others, what is the meaning of this, what is the meaning of that word, why Baba said this, why Baba said that. So discussion is a habit. What else? Enjoying every situation of life. It's a beautiful but very difficult habit. It takes time. What else? Minding my own business. Don't try to poke your nose into others' matters. What others are doing, what they are, where they are going. What is that to you? Mind your own business. It's a beautiful habit. What else? Checking and changing. Self-checking. Checking oneself all the time. This founding father of America, Benjamin Franklin, in his autobiography, it's available online, audiobook. He used to write before sleeping, he had a checklist of virtues, 13 virtues, and he would check, have I done this? Have I done this? Was I truthful? Was I humble? Have I hurt anybody? He had a checking list of things. So even in that 17th, 16th century, 18th century, he used to do that. And Baba has told us about chart. So, art of chart. Art of chart. So chart is a very beautiful habit. Self-checking is a beautiful habit. What else? New habits of knowledge. Practicing five forms. Okay. What else? Writing letter to Baba. One is to talk with him. Another is to write a letter. Every day one letter. Then what else? Darbar. Yeah, that's such a good habit. To hold court. To hold court and ask, oh mind. Mind minister, what are you doing? Oh intellect, what are you doing? Oh sanskar, what are you doing? Is everything okay? These senses, are they under control or they are going spiraling out of control? So asking and talking with senses, physical senses, talking with mind, talking with sanskars, talking with intellect. This is a beautiful habit to hold court. What else? Visualization is a beautiful habit. Visualize the golden age. That's a habit. What else? Learning new things, learning new language, learning new words, learning some new activity like gardening, like cycling, learning to write something, learning anything new. There should be creativity. Or learning by heart, something new. You know, to learn by heart, it takes some effort and time. Every day's vardhan, blessing, learn it by heart. Multiple times you have to read it. Not because I want to show somebody, but for my own self. Because when I decide that I have to learn by heart, means I have to read it multiple times. And to read multiple times means I have to steal time throughout from my life's hectic lifestyle. So, learning something by heart. What else? Whatever slogans you read, which are put like this everywhere, whilst reading, make it an effort that I will churn that slogan. Whatever I read, wherever I see something, I will churn that. What else? New habits. And all these things have to be repeated. Keep on repeating. Till the time they become your very nature. So Baba is saying, habits of specialities, give up the habits of ordinariness. And the deepest habits are about thoughts. We have a set thinking pattern. But we can change that pattern. Science calls it neuroplasticity. We can form new tracts. Because when a habit is formed, a new neural tract is formed in the brain. But only thing, as I said, it needs a lot of repetition. And repeating it mentally, visualizing it, seeing it, is very important. For example, there was a library of Alexandria. And it was the biggest library. And when that Muslim ruler, Omar Khayyam, came there and looted it, he burned that library. And that kept on burning for 6 months. So many books, so much literature was there. So there is an anecdote that one farmer went there after that burning of that library, and he, one book was spared, and he got that book, and he started reading that book, and in that book there was a description of a very rare diamond, and that book was saying, this rare diamond you will get near the shore of Black Sea, go there, and how will you recognize this diamond? This diamond would be little warmer than other stones. So he goes there, so he picks up a stone, and rather than keeping aside, he decides, let me throw it into the ocean, so that I don't pick up this same stone again. So he picks up, it is cold, he throws. He picks up, it is cold, he throws. He picks up, it is cold, he throws. One day he does this, 3 days he does this, then 3 months he does this. He keeps on doing, from morning till night, the same business. Every time he picks up, it is cold, he throws it. Every time he picks up, it is cold, he throws it. 1, 2, 3 years he does this. And then one day, suddenly he picks up a warm stone. And he throws it. Because, why? It was a diamond. But then, it had become his habit. It had become his habits are so strong, so forceful. They become compulsive. They become addict, person becomes addict. No alcoholic, no smoker, no drug addict wants to continue. But then he develops withdrawal symptoms when he doesn't do that. He is forced. They have got such a compulsive behavior. Habits create compulsive behavior. So can such a thing be habit? Such a thing can be created for healthy habits? Yes, they can be created. So forming new habits of Gyan, forming new habits of yoga, forming new habits of virtues, and forming new habits of seva. This should be the goal. Okay? Om Shanti.